This is 2GO Breakfast with Mandy and Rob Palmer.
Here we are again at Friday. How fantastic. Hello.
All fired up and ready to go.
Oh, absolutely. You're all rugged up. Very rugged up.
Yeah,
you got your
coat
on still.
I've got a t-shirt on. What's this?
G'day, mate.
Yeah.
That's what your t-shirt says.
Yeah, that's it.
That is such a Rob Palmer t-shirt.
Mate, yesterday wasn't the ocean fired up and ready to go?
Oh, wow. There was some big surf.
Watched it from, you know, late afternoon, just thumping through.
Did you?
At Terrigal. Wrapping around the headland at Terrigal, coming right, there were massive waves coming right in. Guys, there were 40 or 50 blokes out there surfing.
Were there? Yeah, there were a few surfers around, and I keep thinking, just be careful, they're really big, big waves.
Yeah, they were massive. I saw one guy with his dog on the beach jump into the ocean. Like, it was a washing machine.
Yeah.
He only went in up to his waist and then thought better of it.
But
yeah.
Well, it's the same today, so please take care, everybody. We've got severe weather warning for dangerous surf and winds, but the weekend is looking pretty good, and I tell you what, it would look even better if you won this. The secret sound.
How about it? What? Hang on, is it 2008?
No, it's 21,000.
Did I say two?
Yeah, I left
a zero off, sorry.
$21,600 is where we're at, and we're going to give you the opportunity to win the most cash on the Central Coast in about 20 minutes' time. Happy Friday. It's 107.7 2GO.
107.7 2GO. Love isn't always on
time. We're not always on time either.
Hang on. I'm on time usually. You're not usually on time.
I'm always spot on the button.
Anyway, 107.7. It's 2GO Breakfast with Mandy and Rob Palmer for your Friday. Severe weather warning for dangerous surf and winds today. We're heading for 18.9 at the moment at the entrance. Weekend looking pretty good. A bit of sunshine, and we may even get a little bit of rain next week, which is great. Now, the M1's looking good after yesterday's shutdown due to that bushfire. So things looking good. Everything's open at the moment. And the Eels went down to the Bulldogs in the NRL last night.
Oh, I'm crushed.
Well, you know who else will be crushed? Peter Sterling, who's our friend of the show. He joined us yesterday with all of his tips.
Slater, he dummies. Beautiful basketball pass. Funivalu scores.
You want the best NRL tips in 2019? You've got them right now on 2GO. These are Sterlo selections.
NRL legend and friend of the show, Peter Sterling. Good morning.
Hey, Peter.
Good morning, Mandy. Good morning, Rob. How you doing?
We are fabulous. Of course, the talk at the moment is all about Nathan Brown, coach of the Knights' resignation. We have a little bit of audio here of something he said yesterday in a press conference.
When I first came to the club, I said to my wife, with the starting spot where we were definitely going to run last for the first 2 years. I said, the reality is, fairy tale probably won't be me. There'll be another club that'll have an old roster. It's been ruined, and someone will get me to come in and try and fix it up, because that's the job that I do.
He's a real repairman, Sterlo, and he's sort of alluded to the fact that he's eradicated the party culture at the club, and now where footy preparation is now number one, whereas it used to be number three or four priority for some of these players. What do you reckon?
It's a little bit like you guys, isn't it? Like, you used to be the party guys, and now, you know, you've settled down and there is
more business.
Palmer hasn't settled down. This guy still parties hard, let me tell you.
We need a barbecue, Sterlo.
Oh, look, he's a class act, and he's handled this magnificently. And, you know, I think I've said to you before, there are only two types of coaches, the ones who have been sacked and the ones who are waiting to be. Well, he's kind of belied that a little bit, because he's seen the writing on the wall and he's got in early and said that, you know, mutually, let's finish up at the end of this year. I've done the job that I wanted to do. And I think, as he pointed out in that, you know, short clip that you had then, that he might not be there to enjoy the labours, or the fruits of his labour, sorry.
And, yeah, yeah.
And, you know, that's the way it's turned out. But he's done a great job. You know, it's easy to forget just what a basket case Newcastle were when he took over. They were at rock bottom. They were putting wooden spoons back to back. It was an unattractive place for players to come. Well, in the period of time he's been there, and it's been, 4 years, they now have five current State of Origin players in their lineup. And they've got a young hooker coming up from Cronulla next year, Jaden Brayley, who's going to be a really good acquisition for them. They're on the way up, you know, and I still think they can play finals football this year. I think they'll win their last three games.
Okay.
And it just might be that they sneak into that top eight.
So wow.
He's handled it magnificently, and he, like I say, he's just a breath of fresh air.
Yeah, yeah. He's kind of like Harvey Keitel in Pulp Fiction, you know, the cleaner. He comes in, cleans it up, yeah. gets it running good, gets rid of the evidence, and then they get yeah, they can
get
keep driving,
way,
you know?
And then goes out for breakfast.
Yeah, exactly. With a briefcase.
Broncos, Rabbitohs. The old coaches have had a shot at each other. Obviously, Anthony Seibold was in charge of South last year. He swapped with Wayne Bennett. No love lost between the two. I'm actually going to South to show some form. They were terrible last week against Canterbury. Didn't score a try. When was the last time South Sydney didn't cross for at least a try in a game? Well, it was last week. I think they'll turn that around to some degree and come up with a much better performance. And I like the last game of the weekend, Raiders and the Seagulls down in the National Capital. Canberra went to Melbourne last week, were 18-0 down, had two players in the sin bin in the first 40 minutes at Amy Park and won.
Wow.
Never happened before. That for their confidence, that will just put them through the roof, and I think they'll beat Manly. So, another big round, 3 weeks to go, and pretty much every game has an influence on those top eight positions.
They certainly do. All right, well, thank you, Stella. Enjoy watching the game, the Eels-Doggies game tonight. Thanks again for joining us, and we look forward to getting the rest of your tips on the Facebook page, on the 2GO Facebook page.
No worries. No more partying, you guys, all right?
You sound like you've been partying. You're a bit hoarse today, Stella.
my voice is fading. I've reached puberty, finally.
It's NRL legend, Stella, and if you want to check out all those tips, you can find them on the 2GO Facebook page at 2GOFM. Brian Hilton Motor Group is the home of used cars with over 200 available. Search brianhilton.com.au.
107.7 2GO.
With music that makes you feel good for your Friday. Weather's pretty good for your Friday, although a severe weather warning for dangerous surf and winds. Only experienced surfers today. 18 our top with some sunshine. 9 in West Gosford at the moment. The weekend looking pretty good. And Monday night looking good at the Avoca Beach Picture Theatre, Rob, because there's a film that's going to be shown there called Watch the Sunset, made by a chap who is from Kingcumber. And he joins us right now for this incredible chat about a film done in one shot. Michael Godson, hello.
G'day, Mick.
Hello. Hello, guys. How are you?
We're fabulous. Now, the reason we wanted to talk about this, well, firstly, it's getting huge accolades, 4.5 stars everywhere. But also, you shot this film in one shot, is that right?
That's right. One single take for the entirety of it. All that is effectively we pressed go and recording at the very start and did not hit stop until the very end, which was 90 minutes later.
That is phenomenal.
Yeah.
Something like that is extraordinarily difficult. I've done scenes where you'll do the opening shot for a show like Room for Improvement, where they go from the bathroom to the lounge room to the laundry, and each person is saying a different thing, and they all intertwine into one shot. And we are patting ourselves on the back thinking, wow, we got that out. Amazing. And that lasts 30 seconds. You've done 89 minutes of this.
The way that we approached it is because all of us that were in the cast, we weren't filmmakers before we started this. We're very, very amateur. But we were actors. We studied acting down in Melbourne. And so we just treated the whole thing like a theatre show.
Was there a time as the director that you went, oh, that didn't quite make it, but we're pushing on?
Yeah, every single take. So we gave ourselves 4 days. Well, 5 days. The first day was a dress rehearsal. The first time that the actors, the crew, the town, everyone had ever done it. Because we had compartmentalized each scene. So we actually go across 9 locations. So we have a scene inside a school, so we'd practice that. Or we have a scene inside a church, so we'd practice that. But we'd never connected all of them. And so when we get to the dress rehearsal the first day, I think the most dramatic thing that happened to us was that it's all about this guy that's trying to escape his bikey past, and he's trying to get to his estranged family before they get to him. And so it's really high stakes. So you probably wouldn't have, as a character, your seatbelt on. So the cop saw that, pulled us over, and realised, oh, the DOP is from the town that we shot in, Kerrang. Hey, Damien, just put your seatbelt on, off you go. But what they didn't know was that we had all these fake silicone guns in the back, and they look really hectic. So that was probably the most intense thing that we had.
Oh, my goodness me. And how many takes did you do?
We have... Technically, we have 4 films because we did it 4 times. I remember the first day that we were all like, you know, this is it. We're ready to go. Nothing will stop us except for a major injury or anything like that. And the first day, we were shooting on a steady cam gimbal, which kind of takes out a lot of the bumps as you walk. Mm. And that really stuffed up on the first day. And so we didn't tell anyone that that was another dress run. But, yeah, so technically we have, no, sorry, 3.5 films.
That's amazing. You're getting some serious accolades overseas. What's been the most satisfying win so far?
The fact that this has been able to go around the world and then come back. And the reason why the cinema screenings are occurring is because we've been picked up by Stan. And I think that's the biggest thing for us. Stan, which is a homegrown kind of streaming service, were able to see us and say, we want you to be part of our service. I think that's
a massive
probably
win.
The biggest thing. Yeah.
That's huge. Congratulations. And you're from right here on the Central Coast, and you've gone around the world with this film and coming back to show it at the Avoca Beach Picture Theatre, 26th of August, where there's a Q&A with you guys at 7 p.m. in Avoca. Thank you so much for joining us. What a successful story. We love hearing these good news stories on 2GO.
Mick, great work, pal.
Thanks so much, guys. I really appreciate you guys giving us the time.
107.7, 2GO.
Happy Friday, 18 our top. We will get some sunshine, 9 at the moment in Wagstaff, and a severe weather warning, dangerous surf and winds for the coast today. Only experienced surfers, and please, rock fishers, you know, just park it, do it another day. Weekend looking pretty good. There is a bit of smoke around Belmont on the Pacific Highway due to a fire there, but the M1, sweet.
Right. Now, mother-in-laws can be difficult, I guess, sometimes mm-hmm. to get along with. Mm-hmm. I'm sure plenty of people understand,
yeah,
you know, that. I mean, have a listen to this one. You remember Everyone Loves Raymond? Everybody
yes.
loves Raymond. The mother-in-law in that.
Yeah, here.
What you doing there?
Oh, this? This is called polishing silver.
No, I know that. It's just that we don't often see your silver.
Oh, please, stop hinting, Deborah. The silver's going to Ravi. It's already in the will.
Oh.
So they can be direct, mm-hmm. right? And they can put you off your game a little bit, but, you know, somehow they make it feel like it's coming from a place of love.
Can I ask, how do you get along with your mother-in-law?
Well, see, this is why this is such a delicate subject.
It is a bit.
I know my mother-in-law is listening right now on the app.
Oh.
In North Wales. So, Myris, I love you.
Yes.
Anyway, so there was just, for example, there was one occasion with my own mother-in-law who's wonderful. Mm. I was having a disagreement with Gwen, let's say, and everyone has disagreements, right? In the lounge room of the family home over there. Mm. And Gwen had left the room, disgruntled, and I was standing there in the room. My mother-in-law comes in, just looks at me and went, "That's pathetic, Rob."
I love her.
Oh, my goodness. I just got served up.
Yeah, yeah.
Right, by the mother-in-law. Anyway. Yeah. Let's say, look, they can really zero in on their sons too, right? Mm-hmm. This is not just for mother-in-laws of girls, it's mother-in-laws of sons, right? Mm-hmm. You go around and the mother will put the potatoes on the table, say, "That's just the way you like it, isn't it?"
Yeah.
Wink, wink.
Yeah.
And, yeah, "I've done your macaroni cheese."
Yeah.
"When was the last time you had your favourite meal?" You know, or whatever they're doing, right? They can, and it's coming from a place of love, really. As a son, you know that it's coming. And mum, this is not a swipe at you either. Mm. But there was one mother in the UK who has really put a shot across the bow and crossed the imaginary line, I think, tenfold.
Okay.
There was a couple that got married in the UK. They've got their wedding bands done. Now, they basically, the bride had organised the wedding bands to be made from barrel staves from the very first brewery that the two ever visited together, right?
Oh,
so it was a really special thing.
Yeah.
They got these things, but the mother-in-law didn't quite like the original wedding band. So, you know, they've been married, and at the doorstep comes this little package from the guy's mum.
Oh, no.
And it's a box. And they think, wow, gee, someone sent us a late wedding gift. Isn't that lovely?
Yeah.
You know, it's all done up nicely.
Wrapped up.
She opens it up. It's a new wedding band, one, for him. And it says in there, "I just didn't think the original quite suited you."
Oh,
so
my
made
God.
You another.
That is totally stepping over the line. Wow.
She's gone in.
Wow.
This girl is absolutely filthy.
You would be.
Yeah.
Gone and got special bands made out of the brewery metal or whatever it was. Brilliant.
Yeah.
Meaningful.
I mean, there's nothing traditional about a wedding band anymore. You don't just get your little band of ring and then away you go. So mother-in-law has just stepped in and given a shovel full of dirt and said, "Here, suck on a little bit of this."
Man, if I was that wife, though, I'd be running a mile. Like, can you imagine what you're setting yourself up for? I mean, she's probably still washing his undies and, you know.
But you haven't married the mother. You've married the guy.
Well, no, you've married the whole family.
Oh, dear.
Oh, God. 107.7 2GO. And, Robbie, I want to do a shout-out to Bradman Best from Woi Woi. He is a new rookie for the Newcastle Knights, and he's making his NRL debut against the Tigers tomorrow. So I imagine there'll be plenty of friends and family heading north on the M1 to show some support for him tomorrow. It's a great thing.
What a big day for him.
I reckon. The nerves would be going, wouldn't they?
Oh, you'd be just kicking right into gear.
Ooh. You'd have your lucky undies on.
I get excited just waking up. Imagine having that in front of you.
Yeah, you. Excitement is your default, isn't it, Palmer?
Well, yeah, it can be. It hides a whole heap of things.
107.7, it's 2GO with music that makes you feel good for your Friday. Next, we went to someone's house yesterday and surprised them with Mandy and Rob's Fix It. We'll tell you what happened next.
107.7 2GO.
Ah, the beautiful voice of Aretha Franklin. George Michael there as well. And if you want to win a double pass to see Amazing Grace, Aretha Franklin's never-before-seen music documentary in cinemas August 29, stick around because we'll give away that maybe after 8 o'clock this morning. We've got a double pass sitting there anyway. You never know when we'll give it away.
A mega store, a massive range. Now that's the Domain difference. This is Mandy and Rob Will Fix It. 107.7 2GO.
Well, it was a bit windy and a bit sunny, kind of like today. Top of 18 today, 9 at the moment in Terrigal. We went on a little journey to help somebody fix something. Now, this is what we've been saying to you. Register online at 2gofm.com.au.
And it can happen.
Yeah, and it did happen yesterday. Have a little listen to what unfolded as we went to fix some stuff. Hello, we're here in beautiful Saratoga.
Otherwise known as Saradise.
To surprise Kelly, who's registered for Mandy and Rob Will Fix It.
She's got 3 kids. 2 of them have been destructive lately.
Yeah, so we're going to go and see if we can help her out.
Which house is it? Don't go to the wrong house.
No, it's up there. Oh. All right, go. It's this one. It's this one.
Evidence of kids right at the front door.
It's the dog. Here we go. I can see kids. I can't see Kelly. Press the doorbell again. She's not coming. Knock on the door. Kelly?
Hello.
Hello.
I'm actually shaking.
Are you?
Yes.
I'm Mandy. This is Rob Palmer.
How are you going?
Hello.
Hello.
Apparently you need some help.
Yes, look.
You've got some busted windows.
I have a few. Come in, guys.
How are you going today?
I'm good. I'm good. Having coffee with my auntie. Good.
Hello, auntie. And who's this?
This is Logan.
Hello, Logan. How are you?
Hi, Mandy and Rob.
Hi, Mandy and Rob.
Got some stuff for you, Logan. We're going to show you how to fix windows, mate. Look at this. Got some tools here.
We've got a soft soccer ball too because Mum said that maybe you might have kicked a soccer ball in a window. What happened? Tell us.
Well, this one, it was a soccer ball. So they were playing out the front and it banged it. That one's only cracked. So we got lucky with that window.
Okay.
But the ones in here, one of them I fell through and the other one was, yeah, another big ball. So it's covered up with a big plank of wood because we just haven't got around to fixing it.
How long's it been like that for?
That one's been there for probably about 8 months, I reckon.
That's... Oh, look. All right. We've got some cardboard and some gaffer tape. Well, hang on, Rob Palmer's going to get involved now. Let's go to the toy room. So tell us about this big window and how it got busted.
Window, there was a mess all over the floor and the boys had actually done a really good job packing it away. But there was one and I was 33 weeks pregnant. I was like, no, I just have to fix it. So I went to pick it up and I slid right there and I put my arm straight through and I've got big scars all over my hand.
Oh, my God.
Go to hospital.
Wow.
I fell straight through it.
So, hang on. Can I just stop for a second? You're 33 weeks pregnant, yep. Which is pretty intense.
Yep.
And you're bleeding profusely from your hand.
Yep. I was more worried about the baby and that I'd actually hurt him, but I had my husband outside who was cooking me a steak because I had a bit of a craving for steak. The dog ended up getting my steak, but the boys were great. We ended up having to get an ambulance to get me to hospital because I wasn't sure what I'd done. Bob stayed in, thank God, and he's all good and he's upstairs asleep now. So
we've got the guys from Brisbane Water Glass here. Come on through, fellas. These guys are going to fix your windows.
Oh, my God. I'm so excited. Thank you.
This is Mitch and Ben, and these guys are going to patch up. You've got these cardboard windows, and I'm sure it's been drafty in winter.
It has. It's been really cold.
Cold and not safe for the kids.
No.
Not safe for you, clearly, no. Either, Kelly. So these guys are going to fix these windows. Now, are you able to do this job? There's 3 of these windows.
Yep, not a problem. Absolutely.
Oh, that's so good. We're so thankful.
Well, that looks like another fabulous sortie from Mandy and Rob. We'll fix it. Thank you very much to Domain.
How exciting. All fixed up. Thanks, Mandy and Rob and Domain.
That's Logan saying thanks, Mandy and Rob and Domain.
And if you'd like us to come to your place and fix something, then let us know about it at 2gofm.com.au.
107.7 2GO.
It's music that makes you feel good. 107.7 2GO. Breakfast with Mandy and Rob Palmer. Bit of sax for your Friday. That doesn't go astray. Weekend is looking really good weather-wise. 18 our top today, 9 at the moment in Charm Haven, and a severe weather warning for damaging surf and wind. So please take care. Nobody rock fish and only experienced surfers, please.
So do you, nobody rock fish.
Nobody rock fish.
As in
fish.
Rock fish. Yeah, as in hard rock and fish. No, but when you,
I don't know I what just, you're talking about.
I missed
about.
The point of that.
Nobody go rock fishing. Yeah, maybe that makes more sense.
Yeah, I like that better.
All right, no worries.
Rock fish, yeah!
Hey, you know Kevin from Home Alone?
Mom! Kevin!
Well,
that movie where the parents go away for Christmas holidays, leave him on his own and he foils the crooks.
Yeah, right. And there's been so many of them. They're fantastic. Of course, this is the most, you know, recognisable scream. Well, an 8-year-old kid in Germany's had a very similar moment. He wasn't left alone, but he did take off on his own. He was found by the police having stolen his parents' Volkswagen Golf. Now, keep in mind, he's 8 years old. He's taken his folks' car, the Golf,
yes,
on a joyride. Now, I don't know whether you've been to Germany on the Autobahn over there, but there's no speed limit.
I have been on an Autobahn, and it's almost scary.
It is scary.
As a grown-up.
Well, I've driven on the Autobahn in Germany many years ago, and it was frightening. Yeah. You know, I'd be doing 120.
And a flash would go by you.
And it would be somebody in an Audi or something, and they would just have clocked it, you know. But this kid has gone on the motorway.
At 8 years old.
At 8 years old. This is terrifying. Driving at speeds of 140 kilometres per hour, which is just terrifying. They found him. He was 51K away from his home, away from where he lived, right? He's freaked out and he's actually pulled off the freeway, which, you know, kudos to this 8-year-old for having the wits to do this. He's pulled off the freeway, he's put the car's hazard lights on and put a little fluorescent warning triangle behind the car.
Oh, no.
And that's where the cops found him. So the cops have come and they've seen this kid with the hazards on and the little tiny triangle, the little warning sign thing.
Oh.
And as they've found him, he's just done what I imagine every scared 8-year-old would do and just burst into tears.
I thought you were going to say he ran.
No, he's burst into tears because he's obviously frightened himself silly and he's gone, I just wanted to drive a little bit.
I just wanted to hit the Milko bar for some sherbies.
Oh, wow. How's that?
Unbelievable. So, 8 years old and takes the car. I mean, I've heard of 8-year-olds doing crazy things, but that's
pretty full on,
top
right?
Shelf.
And so his parents had reported him missing at, I don't know, midnight or something. They had no idea where he was.
Did they report the car missing at the same time?
Yeah. Can you imagine if your kid was missing and the car was, your mind would go to all sorts of places.
Somebody's kidnapped my son and taken my car.
And my car.
But no.
Anyway, this story ends really well. The car was undamaged. The kid was undamaged, apart from maybe when he got home and his mum sort of catching up with him.
107.7 2GO. This is 2GO Breakfast with Mandy and Rob Palmer.
Happy Friday, Central Coast. It feels really good to be close to the weekend, and weather-wise, the weekend looking pretty good, which is nice news.
Giddy up. Now, it's a bit weird, but I had a funny dream last night that I'd gone to prison.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Actually, it's not funny at all. It was quite traumatic.
Oh, dear.
You know when you're so real and you're in it and you're thinking, this is real life.
This is my life. I'm in prison.
I was in prison. You know what I was yelling from behind bars?
Oh, what?
How am I going to get to 2GO in the morning? How am I going to get to 2GO?
As long as you weren't bending over to pick up the soap, mate, you'll be fine.
Not that sort of prison, Mandy.
It's Breakfast with Mandy and Rob Palmer. And if you'd like to win yourself a copy of Rob Palmer's brand new book, Dad Hacks, then don't go anywhere. We're giving away a copy next on 2GO.
107.7 2GO.
So Rob Palmer has a brand new book out. It's called Dad Hacks.
Dad Hacks, baby, Dad Hacks. dad hacks, baby dad hacks.
That is amazing. You have worked.
I worked really
hard.
I worked really hard on that. So had some vocal training.
Thank you. That was outstanding.
Awesome. Did you want to hear it again?
Please.
Dad hacks, baby dad hacks. Dad hacks, baby dad hacks.
So this is 101 dad hacks for dads to do things with their kids. Give you shortcuts.
You pork chop. So look. The hacks are basically designed to give mums and dads,
yep.
right? Because, you know, mums are included, really.
Yeah.
It's shortcuts for everyday stuff.
Yep.
It's just ideas and tips to get you through some of the mundane parts of your life.
Yep.
And having fun with the kids to create memories, right? So I thought I'd flick through to hack number 19.
Fantastic.
Family strike ball. Now, it basically degenerates into it's like dodgeball for dad.
Right.
But we found that we had nothing to do. We're in the backyard. Well, not nothing to do, but we had a ball only.
Mm-hmm.
So we'd stand opposite each other with our legs shoulder width apart. The idea is you either have 10 points and take points away for the points you score, or you go first to 10. So the idea is if you can kick the ball between the opponent's legs, standing shoulder width apart,
yep.
and the five-year-old has a pretty short shoulder width.
Yeah, yeah.
So it's a tough shot. Anyway, so you kick it through the legs, you get 2 points.
Yep.
If you hit them with the ball and it glances off them, that's a point. But if you hit them on the full, that's 3 points. Now, dads don't hit their kids on the full with a soccer ball. That'd be just... You know, it'd be cruel.
I would.
Yeah, well, depends how old they are.
Yeah, exactly. Mine are teenagers. I'm going full ball.
Yeah, cop
this.
Bang! So I stand there. You're allowed to protect yourself with one hand.
Okay, I was going to say, what happens if you get hit in the ghoulies?
Well.
Is that any points or is that points off?
No, that's just unlucky for dad.
Okay, righto.
So anyway, you just basically bang, bang, and it's first to 10 points or first to lose their points if you're playing with 3 or 4 people.
Okay, yep.
Okay, so, and if you're playing to lose your points, you can actually support the 5-year-old.
Yeah, right.
You know, if the 8-year-old's going hard at the younger one, you just go, righto, pal, you're over. Bang.
Nice.
But yeah.
So did you make this game up completely yourselves?
Yeah, just made it up.
And what's it called?
Family strike ball.
Family strike ball.
Yeah.
I love
it. So it's heaps of fun, and it even gets harder if you play on sloping ground because you've got curved shots.
Mm.
And you can soak up hours with that stuff, and kids love competing against their dad or their mum.
They do.
You know, and to get in there and be able to hit your dad on the full with a soccer ball and watch him go down writhing on the ground. Just magic. So I just thought I might throw it out there to people because this is a dumb game. It's fun. It's dumb, and it's just about family entertainment. I was wondering if anyone else has got any dumb games that they've made up in the backyard.
Oh.
Made up anywhere. Just dumb games you play with your family.
Well, my daughter and my son, when they were very little, had this game they played with their cousins that they made up, if you want a dumb game. It was called the wolf trap game, where they basically crawled around on their hands and knees with a washing basket. And they used to throw the washing basket over each other, and that was the extent of the wolf trap game. So
that's pretty cool.
It's pretty fun.
I like it.
They had a lot of fun. Kept them busy for hours.
Yeah, unless you're 17. Shine.
Yeah, this is good. All right, what silly made-up games have you got at your house? Share them with us this morning. We'd love to hear what you're doing. And we do have a copy of the Dad Hacks book to give away just in time for Father's Day. Yep. So
we'll sign it up.
Yeah, beautiful. 107.7 2GO, it's music that makes you feel good. And Breakfast with Mandy and Rob Palmer. A severe weather warning for dangerous surf and winds today. So really big surf. Only go out if you're experienced, and I would leave the rock fishing for another day. Weekend looking pretty good with sunshine, though. Sunny and a top of 18. At the moment, it's 9 degrees in Mardi, and we're talking about Rob's new book.
Dad hugs, baby dad hugs. Dad hacks.
I'm still not sure what to make of that performance of yours. It's
sticking around, so get
arousing.
Used to it.
Yeah, you know,
it's arousing, just, is it? Yeah, oh.
As in, yeah.
Anyway, we're talking about Rob's brand new book, Dad Hacks, 101 Things to Do with Your Kids, Tips and Tricks, and you've got one about playing games.
There was one about playing games with your kids, Hack 19, and it's family strike ball, where you basically get in the backyard and shoot a ball at each other. You've got to try and get it between the legs. But if you should hit dad on the full, you get bonus points.
Yeah.
So,
love it.
Fraught with danger, but lots of fun.
Lots of fun. And everyone loves to gang up on dad.
And good for all ages.
That's it.
Right?
So we're asking this morning, what's your family made up game? And I believe we've got Big Phil from Gosford.
G'day, Phil.
G'day, Mandy. G'day, Rob. How are you?
We're good.
Jobs.
Tell us about your made up game.
Well, I've got a couple for you, but first one, we used to call it was an adaptation of backyard cricket, a bit like what Rob was saying. You hit dad, you get bonus points. So it was always, we'd start off with a backyard tennis ball, back cricket, and then you hit dad in certain spots on the full, you got, you know, sort of bonus runs when you weren't even batting.
I like it.
38 to the spots where the most points were.
Yep.
Either below the belt or above the belt on the full. and then when you used to play with your mates, it was just straight out bean ball.
What's bean ball?
Oh, I think I know, Mandy. Do we need?
Yeah, Rob will understand that one. Or you can have indoor ice skating.
Indoor ice skating. Tell me about this one.
Well, either on a lino floor or a polished concrete floor, you throw down the old dishwasher, you go ice skating without skates.
That is good.
Big Phil, that is sensational, the indoor ice skating. And you know what? Now that the indoor arena, the ice skating arena at Erin is closed, people are going to need to do some ice skating, you know, at home. So what a sensational recommendation.
You are onto something, Phil.
Big Phil, thank you for the call.
I would suggest helmets now with that, though.
Yes, yeah. Good Get point. Your health insurance.
Glad we're thinking about health and safety while we're throwing balls at people.
Yeah, well, look, Big Phil, thank you for joining us. We're going to send you a copy of... Dad Hugs, Spitty Dad Hugs. A signed copy. Dad Hugs, Spitty
Dad Hugs. I love that singing there, Mandy.
Thanks, matey. Thanks for that. See, Phil loves the singing.
Yeah, I think
awesome
we all
stuff.
Do, Mandy.
Have a great weekend, Phil.
107.7 2GO.
I think we're about to have the most fun you can possibly have in a studio.
We are indeed. It's time to... Because the... winning race car driver from the Central Coast, Luke King, is in here with us. Hello.
Thanks for having me.
Great to have you back in the studio. For those that don't know, Luke races in the Toyota 86 series. And recently I saw on Facebook that an incredible opportunity had come your way. Tell us what happened last week.
Yeah, so Tuesday morning was just a regular day. I was going down to Sydney for some sponsor meetings, and then I got a text message from a friend in racing saying, "Hey, mate, do you want to come and race in China with me this weekend?" I was like, yeah.
Just casually.
Do you casually, we'll just fly China. Out. Yeah.
Do you want to come in? Did you think you'd heard him wrong?
No, well, look, it was a text message, so there was no way I could miss it. You know, it was China for sure. So, and I was like, I don't know what the deal is with this. We just asked a few questions, and then before you know it, Mum's ringing up guys in China that own equipment companies trying to get a sponsorship for the weekend, and it's all on, and we're booking flights and going to the airport.
Now, can I ask just quickly, is it the same kind of vehicle that you were racing in China that you normally race here?
No, nowhere near it. It's more closer to a rocket ship that goes to the moon than what it is my 86.
Wow.
Imagine getting into a souped up version of something that you're not quite familiar with and then just saying, let's go.
Yeah, it was insane. It was more like, definitely more the side of a Formula One car than what it is a production race car, which I'm used to. These things have got way more downforce than a supercar. It's got a V8 in the back of it that makes like close to 500 horsepower and weighs about 900 kilos. So that's when I say strapped to a rocket, literally it's like one of the most lightweight race cars going around, and it's what they race in Le Mans overseas.
Were you frightened?
No, not really. I was just pumped as, and like still now, even yesterday we were talking about it, my adrenaline's still flying. Like, I haven't slept right all week.
That's fantastic.
It's been a sick ride.
You can see it in your face.
Yeah.
Still beaming.
Yeah. Like I feel a bit like Daniel Ricciardo. Like, you know how you see him like smiling constantly and he's just bouncing off the walls? Like, that's where I'm at right now.
Yeah.
He's not putting it on, obviously.
Yeah, no,
you can see
not.
Why this is an addictive sport for you.
100%.
So just talking about getting to China and the logistics of getting to China. How did you scramble to get the money and stuff? Because I did see a Facebook post about you trying to get some support.
Yeah. What about the visa?
Yeah. Well, that was a real challenge. So we had a really good travel agent through a friend of ours at Pacific Reproductions here. His sister, Fiona from Most Travel, she did all of our arrangements for us.
Yep.
And even she was a bit dubious. She was like, I don't know if you're going to be able to get in the country. Like, you sure you want to blow all this cash? And I was like... we'll do it. Have you seen the car that I've been offered to drive?
Yeah.
So, and then we just banded together. It was a bunch of people who I've got a list here that got together on Facebook for us and put some money together for us to get over there to pay our insurances and some of our airfares. And, off we went.
So, big question is, you're in the rocket. You're in China. You've got the visas. Yeah. You've got the financial backing. You've got there.
Yeah.
How did you go?
Podium.
Yeah.
Debut podium.
Yeah.
We will take that. Yeah,
that's your debut podium.
Tell me about it. Oh. Yeah, yeah. So we're spraying champagne in China, our first international podium. So
that is sensational news.
Toasty. Love it.
Congratulations.
It was gold.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I can't tell you, like, even just flying to do last minute travel, like if it was for business or something like that, that would be hectic enough. And then to go there, jump in a car at a circuit we've never seen. And this was a street circuit with concrete walls either side. And this car, if you shunt it, you easily do €100,000 damage. So
did you
if
study
you shunt
them?
It? What's a shunting of a car? Just as in a fender bender?
Yeah, shunting is in like, you know, I make a small mistake and just put it in the fence.
Oh,
so,
right.
Yeah,
there you go.
You don't want to do that.
And so did you study the route, the
yep.
circuit?
Yeah, so it was a 15-corner circuit, 4 kilometres long. And when I was watching the onboard, that's when I got a little bit nervous. I watched the pole lap from there last year, the guy that was quickest. I was watching that going, far out, this is quick, and like the cars are very twitchy, they're very nervous at high speed, so any little mistake can end in disaster pretty much. So it's getting to that serious end of motorsport. I spent about 3 hours on the plane. Like, it was kind of like, you know, Cool Runnings when you see the guy in the hotel room and he's like, he's leaning to the side and he's
this
like looking
the
at the photos.
This is the story of the Jamaican bobsled team.
That's exactly what I was doing on the plane. So, yeah. I even put a lucky egg down my pants to make sure I was going to come back.
Oh,
all right.
Fantastic.
Oh, that's amazing. And now I suppose you've got to get back into something that's ridiculously slow in comparison.
Yeah, in comparison, yeah, definitely. I mean, luckily the next circuit we go to with the 86s is Bathurst, so the circuit gives me enough of a rush, but yeah, we're definitely not going to be going down Conrod as quick as we were.
You'll be so cool behind the wheel. You'll be able to almost do corners with your eyes shut.
Easy.
Well, we're just thrilled that you had the opportunity. I was so thrilled to see you get the support and get over to China and to pick up the podium finish. Now, we can't afford fancy champagne here at 2GO. I wanted to go and get you a bottle of Moët or, you know, some Veuve Clicquot or something. Couldn't afford any of that because we're at 2GO. So I just got you a little a stubby of West Coast Cooler.
Oh, beautiful.
So you can just shake that up and
so you,
spray
you won't
that.
So you mind if I spray that all over you right now?
We might get it. We might go outside because the songs won't play if we put some West Coast Cooler on the desk.
My nan used to give me that when I'd go over there for Sunday lunch when I was like 12 years old. It's good stuff.
It is great stuff. Thank you for popping in today.
Thank
great to
me.
See you and your partner Liz as well.
Good
and we support everything you do. So please keep us informed how you go in Bathurst as well. All right.
Definitely.
Cheers. Luke King, Central Coast race car driver. 107.7 2GO. Did you know that this week, Rob, is book week?
I did know it's book week. My mum's a librarian and she gets very excited about book week.
Well, your mum was telling us how she was doing this big tree house and these big props ready for all the school kids.
Did a school play. She wrote her own play surrounding book week. You know, the 52-story tree house or 150-story tree house, whatever
yes,
it is.
Yes, yes.
Got tonsillitis, couldn't go.
Oh, no.
Floored her emotionally and physically.
She would really hate that.
All that effort down.
I remember when I worked at a library, book week was just such a fun week for everybody. You got to do different things. It was creative and all the kids loved it.
Kids get right into book week.
Well, I remember as a kid loving book week because it was always a dress-up week. There was always a book week sort of day where you got to put on a costume and parade around the school and... You know, we had some fantastic book week costumes.
Any chance to dress up you, isn't it?
I love a dress up. Love it. Still doing it as an adult.
Yeah, well.
I've got an adult dress up box at home, actually. But I was thinking
we'll
about...
Get back to that.
Yeah, we'll get back to that another time. But I was thinking about some of the fails, the costume fails that happened for me as a kid. Because mum and dad, I mean, look, let's be honest, it was the 70s, so...
Oh, everything's experimental.
Well, it was just a different time too. Like, I'll tell you why I'm saying that. Once for book week, highly inappropriate, my parents dressed me as a Zulu.
Yeah, right.
That's what they told me I was dressed as.
You're going as a Zulu.
I was 6 years old and I had black stockings on my arms and my legs and I had a black T-shirt on and they'd cut open a wicket.
I don't see that, you know, dressing like that isn't too bad.
Well, no, they had the stocking on the face, they had a curtain ring through my nose, I had an afro and they'd cut open a basket and made it into some sort of weird loincloth thing and then they made a spear for me. So it was reasonably inappropriate, but it was.
It sounds like they've made, it's a huge effort to go to.
And that's what I mean. The 70s was a different time. So people weren't thinking about that being racist or, you know, blackface wasn't, it was a different time, right? I'm glad we're in the times we are now.
Yes, true.
But that was a massive costume fail.
Yeah. And I mean, the thing with something like racism, it's how the person feels that is affected, not the way you're feeling when you're doing something. So you can't just think because I mean well, it's okay.
No.
You've got to be thinking about the person that may be affected by your behaviour. So, you know.
But that's where we are now. But back then, they weren't thinking like that, you know.
Wow.
And I remember thinking, oh, why does my sister get to go as, you know, Maid Marian? And why do I have to go as a Zulu? You know, I mean, I was pretty devastated as a 6-year-old because I had this curtain ring in my nose, which was really hurting my nose as well. Like it was pinching the inside of my nose.
I can't see how it's comfortable.
So I thought this morning, let's share our costume fails. Now, this might be something you've done for your kids because you're going, oh, no, it's like, you know, midnight and you've realised it's book week tomorrow and you've got to come up with a costume. Or it might be something your parents did for you. 18 our top today, 10 degrees at the moment in Berkeley Vale. It's Breakfast with Mandy and Rob Palmer on 107.7 2GO. The weekend weather looking good as well, but don't go out in the surf today. Damaging surf and winds, so a severe weather warning. Make sure you stay away from the rocks too. We're talking about book week. It's book week this week. It finishes up, I think, today. A lot of school kids having costume parades and celebrations at their libraries, at their school.
Great week to replace the iPad with a book for one afternoon this week, maybe. Even. You know, just kids are aware of it.
But it's also great for their imagination to think about costumes and characters and all of those things.
Yep.
The theme this year is reading is my secret power. And I love that. I think that's so fantastic because we talk about superheroes and superpowers all the time, but reading really is one of those superpowers that will take you far in life. And it got me thinking about book week when I was a kid. Back in the 70s, mum and dad were mad for costumes. They loved getting us all dressed up, but they didn't always hit the mark. And one year, mum and dad decided to dress me as a Zulu. I mean, with a spear, black face, a white curtain ring through my nose, and a shopping basket that they'd cut up, like a Hessian basket thing that they'd cut up to wrap around my waist.
And you weren't feeling too comfortable.
Well, as a kid, I just wanted to be Maid Marian, which my sister got to be, which was not fair. And I was walking around with a black afro itching my head all day. So we want to know this morning on 13:27:10, what are your costume fails? And we've got Kelly on the phone. Hello, Kelly.
Hi, Kelly.
Hi, Mandy. Hi, Rob. How's it going?
We're good. Now, was this you when you were a kid?
It was me when I was a kid back in the 70s. My mother came up with a great idea that I'd go to book week, half girl and half boy. We'd been to the circus and saw half man, half woman. But my pants came undone where it was stitched to the skirt. So all day I had to hold in between my legs to hold them up.
Oh. I'm trying to picture it.
On you, mum. I don't know what book that came from.
Kelly, I'm trying to imagine. So you had one pant leg and half a skirt.
Yes.
Half a skirt. I had half a moustache drawn on my face, half makeup on one side, half a moustache and a little beard.
A little beard.
Your mum was sitting back laughing her head off as you went off to school that day.
That's funny.
Well, the kids laughed their heads off when I had to hold on between my legs all day too.
Kelly,
thank you for giving us a call this morning. We're going to send you along to see Amazing Grace, Aretha Franklin's never-before-seen music documentary in cinemas August 29. Enjoy.
Beautiful. Have a good day.
Yeah, have a great weekend, mate.
107.7 2GO. We love our city. This is 2GO Breakfast with Mandy and Rob Palmer.
Looks like it's going to be a nice weekend.
Could be very good indeed. And if your car's been smashed by salt spray over the last 24 hours after the massive winds and surf we've had, you might want to wash it. But don't be a silly billy and get out the hose. Just get the kids to fill a bucket, get out there and do it the old-fashioned way on the grass, bucket of water, soapy water, and just throw sponges at your kids. Get them wet early so they're committed.
Yeah, I love that theory. And especially with these water restrictions, you've got to make sure you're doing it right.
And make it fun.
107.7 2GO.
What a morning it has been.
I know.
I was very excited having Luke Kelly with us
today.
Luke King. Kelly was the girl who we went to see for Mandy and Rob Will Fix It. Luke King.
You're getting your names mixed up. Luke King came in.
Kingy is just a hero. He's gone and raced a near Formula One car. Looked like the Iron Man car from Marvel Comics, he was telling us off air. Amazing piece of kit. And he got on the podium over in China.
If you want to see the video of us being sprayed with champagne, otherwise known as West Coast Cooler, you can do that at the 2GO Facebook page. That's also where you can see the video of Kelly. She was the recipient of Mandy and Rob Will Fix It. She got her windows fixed yesterday. Great little video there too, so check that all out. And a couple of things for you to do this weekend if you're staying on the Central Coast.
Oh, look, for the hardcore headbangers, there's a ukulele festival on. Just get down there. If you're not familiar with how to play a ukulele, I think some people really need a license for those things. But
oh, no, this is a great festival. There's so many of them. It's free. It's actually really relaxing when you're sitting by the sea to hear ukulele.
Do you feel like you're going to Hawaii?
Yeah, but they do all sorts of covers. They do Beatles and all sorts. Right. It's really cool. Yeah, so that's Saturday at Memorial Park at the entrance.
Bring it. And the Yum Cha Festival, of course. Oh. Small Bites.
Yeah, yeah. That's happening at the Gosford Showground, and that's happening on Sunday, so you can taste all sorts of delicious food from around the world.
Stuff yourself silly.
Time for us to get out of here. Have a fabulous weekend. We'll see you Monday.
Go well.